healthy living parent.
Amen, amen, Tiffany. Welcome
amen.
To the Master's Cause. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are at the top of the hour, so I am going to ask Dr. Vanessa if she would go ahead and come to the line and go ahead and get this cause started. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Amen, amen. On this testifying Thursday morning, telling what we're thankful for. I love that. Each and every day we have so much to be thankful for, so it's exciting, Minister Tiffany, the evangelist, to get you to tell the story of what you're thankful for this morning. We appreciate you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each and every one of you this thankful Thursday. This is, again, Dr. Vanessa, excited about Jesus, excited about the possibilities of watching him show up and show out in our lives every day. And on the Master's Call, truly, from Genesis, we love to say, all the way to the maps, past Revelations, to the end, it is really all about Jesus, all about our Lord and Savior, who we adored. We decided one day, about a year and a couple of weeks ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself accepted the challenge, the mandate of the assignment, to gather the eagles each and every morning to celebrate our Master and to keep the call all about the Master and what he is doing in our lives, to get our hearts charged up, having a place each and every morning where we decree and declare, thus saith the word of the Lord. So we refined our mission statement to reflect that we're here each and every morning to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And the foundation that the Lord dropped in our spirits, having the word as the rock that we stand upon on this call, can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So this morning, like each and every morning, our prayers go up, and we know that we have a God that hears, but even more importantly, answers our prayers. So again, you're in the right place at the right time. Put your spiritual bib on this morning, hallelujah, as we celebrate Jesus and are fed and will feast on the word of God today. And just in case you need to have some Holy Ghost leftovers that are real good to eat, never spoil, never have an expiration date, we have a website where you can go where all of these awesome messages are archived, and all you have to do is just click on a link. So excited talking to one of my students that I hadn't spoken to in a while yesterday, and I had mentioned the call to, and she said, "Oh, Pastor, I can't get on all the time in the morning, but I tell you, every day here at this office, I'm clicking on different links and on my break and during lunch, and I tell you, it's just been a blessing." And that is what we're all about, and that blessed my heart to know that so many go to our website, so we're asking you to share it. Be that messenger to let people know to go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com and be spiritually fed and emotionally edified and get your heart happy for Jesus. How about that? Again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we're just humbled that day after day, mouthpieces from the Master come on and share, thus saith the word of the Lord. Dr. PK and I, our hearts were knitted together with the call of action to pray. So this website is really about prayer and petitioning the needs and the requests of the body of Christ, of our artist family. And we have an email address that we encourage you, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, or just want to give us a shout out. We have been so honored and more so humbled by the many prayer requests that we get, that we get the opportunity to pray. So please email us at the Masters themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have some prayer warriors who stepped up to the plate, grabbed the baton, and literally bathed these prayer requests in prayer, and we have watched our God just step into the situation and get a breakthrough, because all things are birthed, massaged, and midwives pushed out in prayer. And if God is tugging on your heart, you need to join us. We are not an elitist group. We're just a volunteer group who, like Isaiah said, send me, I'll go. We want you to let us know, and we'd love to have you be one of our prayer warriors. Simply email our prayer general, Minister Robin, at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and she'll get with you, and we'll be just excited in Jesus to have you as part of that army, the frontline soldiers doing battle for the kingdom. And again, it is the Artists International Christian-owned family company that drew our hearts together. The Diaz de Leon family accepted their baton, their assignment, over 22, going on 23 years ago. And many of us on this line are a part of that artist family. And we're just going to encourage you this morning to do that four-letter word. It's not a cuss word. It's a good word. Call READ in your back office and avail yourself to the many announcements going on. We have a lot of exciting things. We are already talking about our vision for next year. Those of you who are not familiar with artists, on each and every morning we encourage you, visit our website and see what the excitement's about, that has a call that gathers eagles from all around the country first to give homage to our Lord and Savior. So visit our website at www.artists, that's A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in Yellow, SS.com/vision2012, vision2012. And learn what we're all about, a quick little five-minute video that gives you the history of our past, and then, more importantly, the vision of where this awesome company is going that we're so excited that produces health and then allows us to get the wealth, generational wealth along the journey. So, again, distributors, visit your website, because all roads, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, pointing toward our extravaganza 2012 in Las Vegas. And we're encouraging you now to get your vacation time together, your finances together, and saying, well, I don't know if I have the money. Oh, come on, let's touch and agree in faith. I love how every year Godmother just speaks the word and decrees over us to get our expectation up that God will supply everything we need to come and have a good time, and we want to meet you to hug your neck. So we're encouraging you to get your schedules together so that you can be there, and we're going to do our TMC call live there in Las Vegas. I am going to turn over the call now so that we can have our opening prayer and get the woman of God up. I know she has an awesome word for us, and so I'm not sure who's supposed to open prayer this morning, if they'll come back on the line and give us a word of prayer, and then we'll get the word of God in our ear.
Praise God. It's Candy, Dr. Vanessa.
Yeah, I should have known that would be open line there. Good morning, Minister Candy. Please lead us into the throne room.
Good morning. Father, we thank you for the Master's morning call. We thank you for the founders of this call. We thank you for the founders of artists. We thank you for our Minister Tiffany as she gives voice to your word today. Anoint her mind, give her clarity of thought as she ministers your unchanged, uncompromised, and unhindered words of wisdom and truth. We open up the portals of heaven to release an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to penetrate the atmosphere. Touch every heart listening and cause our thoughts to agree with your will. God, we honor you this morning and we sing praises to you because you are God. You are our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. You teach us to profit. We honor you, God, because you take pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. You are our peace. You give us peace that transcends all understanding. We honor you, God, because you are our refuge and our fortress. We abide in the secret place of the Most High. No plague shall come near us. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. We honor you, God, because you are our strength. We are strong in you, Lord, and in the power of your might, and we praise you. We honor you, God, because you are Elohim. You're the creator of heaven and earth. You are El Shaddai, the Almighty One. You are El Olam, the everlasting God. You are Jehovah, the self-existing God. You are Adonai, our Lord and our Master, and the master of this morning call. And God, we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you for clearing the portals of heaven so the word of God can come forth. And I don't want to keep us waiting any longer. She has just been such a blessing week after week. Our speaker this morning hails from Atlanta, Georgia, and she is no stranger to this call. We hear her voice regularly, and I tell you, she is a prayer warrior. Minister Kathy Washington is a native Georgian. Her professional background includes over 20 years' experience in corporate America as a project manager. She has experience as a wife, a mother, and a professional woman, and is full of joy to educate, encourage, and empower God's people, but especially the women of God, young and old. She is an author and a dynamic speaker, and whose ultimate purpose is to help others fulfill their God-given purpose upon the earth. She is married to our Joseph B. Washington II, and the mother of four. Without further ado, I want to introduce to some but present to others our very own Minister Kathy Washington. The floor is yours.
God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, I'm very honored to be able to stand and share what God has put in my heart today. I want to bless the Lord for everyone that's on the call. I thank God for all of the prayer warriors, and I thank God for all of you for joining in on the Master's call day after day, coming to get a word from the Lord and to start your day before you start your day. I thank the Lord because as I began to study and prepare for this word, I'd heard a message that just kept germinating in my spirit, and it really led me to a scripture verse in Ezekiel 37, and the title of our message today is simply Prophesy to It. And I'm excited, I'm encouraged in my spirit because I know God is good. He is so good. Not only is he good, but he's faithful and he's merciful. He's just and he's a loving God. He's kind. He's a provider. He's our way maker. He is indeed our deliverer and he's our healer. And I'm so glad that he is a lover of my soul. Glory to God. Well, I'm excited because I want to encourage. I'm trying to keep myself at a level playing field here just so that I can share what is in my heart. But I am absolutely fired up because I know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It might be formed, but it will not prosper in our lives. No matter what is going on, it will not prosper. We're almost at the end of 2011, and people came in with the perspective and the perception that, you know, some things are going to turn and some things are going to happen in our lives. But I'm here to tell you that God still has a plan for your life, according to Jeremiah 29:11. He still has the plan, and he knows the outcome for your life. So I want to encourage you today. Don't throw in the towel just yet. God is in control. Don't give up just yet. God is in control. Looking at your situation, you might think it's a hopeless kind of situation. And when we talk about the scripture text that we're going to talk about this morning, that is exactly the way things looked. It was a hopeless situation. And we can look across our lives and we can probably look in situations and circumstances and say the same thing. God this looks like a hopeless situation. Hopeless situation because of what the doctor has said. Hopeless situation because of what the circumstances look like. Hopeless situation doesn't mean that God has left you. Just because things don't work out exactly how we planned them doesn't mean that God has left your situation. What it means is God knows how to get your life, even if you make the wrong course or you need some mid-course adjustment, as I've heard my husband say. God knows how to put you back on track. He is faithful. He knows how to get you back on course so that the word of the Lord might be fulfilled in your life. He says that all things work together for our good. It may not be something that we can see at the time, and that's all right. It all works together for our good. No matter what the situation is looking like, I just want to encourage you to use the weapon that you have. And hallelujah, that brings us to our point. Speak the word of God to it. We are a speaking spirit, hallelujah, and we can speak life to our situation. So let's look at the text, Ezekiel 37, very familiar for those of us who are students of the Word. It is a familiar passage of Scripture that talks about how God had a dialogue between prophet Ezekiel in the case of the Valley of the Dry Bone. Well, this valley, and I'm not going to try and read it, but when you have an opportunity, I want you to read Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14, and you'll get the full text of what we're talking about today. Basically, in a nutshell, God was having a conversation with the prophet, and he said, looking at the Valley of Dry Bones, which was basically a graveyard, if you will, a cemetery, of dry bones. Dry bones can represent people whose hopes have died or they're dead for a long time. Dry bones can represent your situation where there is no future, just bones. No sign of life, just bones. No hope in your business, just bones. You might be looking at that today, and you might hear the Lord say, can these bones live? As a matter of fact, that's what he asked Ezekiel. He said, can these bones live? Ezekiel, looking around at the situation, looking around at the circumstances and the bones, he looks and he says, I don't see no life here, God, but you are the only one who knows. Lord, you know. In other words, he's saying, I don't know, but you know, God. You have the answer. Hallelujah. Why did he say that? He simply said that because in his own humanness, he could not see how things were going to work out. In the eyes, in his natural eyes, he could not see what kind of solution was going to come about to make that situation better. He knew that it would absolutely take a miracle. And you might be looking at some situations and circumstances in your life today, and you recognize it's going to take an absolute miracle from God for this situation to turn around. Well, I got good news today. We have a miracle working God who can turn situations around for your good. Ezekiel hears from God, and Ezekiel receives instructions from God that he must prophesy. He must speak to the dry bones. Prophecy is just a declaration of the word of God. And so he says, but God tells Ezekiel, prophesy to these bones. And I just want to say to you today, you may need to prophesy to your situation and your circumstance. You may not know how things are going to turn around, but if you begin to prophesy, words have power. Words have power. Speak the word of God. Prophesy to your situation. Declare the word. And I promise you, it will turn around. God said his word would not return unto him void, but it would go out and accomplish that which it set out to accomplish. And I believe that we've got to begin, especially in this last day that we're living in, these last few days, even of this year, you've got to begin to change what you're saying about your situation. You know, we we can look across the Word of God and we see where prophecy made a difference. It was just a difference. It was just a word that came from God for Jairus' daughter who was dead. All it took was a word from God, and she lived. The man at the pool of Bethesda who could not make his way to the water, all it took was a word from God, take up your bed and walk, and he walked. Oh, my God. Job's wife thought that it was over, and she basically encouraged her husband, curse God, die, our children are gone, our livestock is gone. But all it took was a word from God, and God restored everything Job had lost. So I just want to encourage you for the few minutes remaining that I have. I want you to know that you can prophesy to your situation. I heard something recently that absolutely blessed my life, and I tell you, I've been doing it ever since. I heard that whatever follows I am is what you call to your life. In other words, whatever follows I am starts looking for you. It's coming your way. It says, basically, if you say, I'm broke, then brokenness or poverty is going to come to you. You're going to find out you can't put two nickels together and make anything happen. If you say that I will never be a platinum president, for those of you who are in Artists International, if you say I will never be a platinum president, or I don't see how I'm going to be a platinum president, guess what? You're going to remain an advisor, or you're going to remain where you are, and you're never going to go forward. But if you say that, if you begin to say also that I am always sick, every time I look around, it's one thing after the other. Every time I go to the doctor, it's this or that. If you continue to say that, guess what? Sickness and infirmity will always find you. But if you begin to make a declaration today, hallelujah, you begin to say, I am healed and I'm not sick. I am rich. Money's going to come looking for you. I am blessed. You're going to be a blessed individual. I am a platinum president. I am a money magnet. I am healed. I am going to the next level. I am good pleasure. I am good measure, pressed down, running together, shaking together, running over. If you begin to make those kind of declarations, guess what? Your life is going, you're setting yourself up for the blessings of the Lord to come into your life. If you say that I am prosperous, guess what? Prosperity is coming. You say I'm happy, happiness is coming. If you say I am favor, favor is coming your way. If you say I am generous, I am future, I am the blessings of the Lord, I am wisdom, I am strong, I am anointed, I'm disciplined. You say I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am confident. I am more than a conqueror. I don't care what the enemy tries to send your way. You are a conqueror. You're going to win no matter what it looks like in your circumstance, because your mindset begins to change and there's a shifting that takes place in the universe, because now you are speaking forth the word of the Lord. You're declaring that I am. And when you begin to declare that I am, then you got to tell the devil what you're not. You begin to declare, I am the head and not the tail. I am rich and I'm not poor. I am what I am by the grace of God. I am blessed and I'm not stressed. I am promoted and not demoted. I am overflow and not empty. I just want to encourage you to begin to make a declaration today of who you are. You got to know that you're what God says you are. Not what the enemy says. Now, I want to tell you for real now, the enemy's going to say, oh, yeah, you're trying to get that positive thinking and positive thought process and all of that. No, this is rooted in the Word of God. So when the enemy tries to come and tell you, yeah, it's a fact that you're sick. Yep, that might be a fact. But the truth is, sickness is a name. Whatever it is you're dealing with, it is a name that has to bow to the name of Jesus. It might be a fact that your children are strung out on drugs, and they don't come home. They do all kinds of things. But the truth is that Christ died that they might be set free and delivered. So you stand on the side of truth, and you begin to declare truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Choose today to prophesy God's word over your situation. Begin to speak to those things that be not. The word says speak those things that be not as though they already were. Begin to speak to your situation and your circumstance. And know that God's going to turn it around. And when the enemy tries to pull you back into that old thought process, he tries to pull you back to think what you used to think. Cast those thoughts down. Catch it with the word of God. The enemy says, you know, you depressed. Yep, you are. You're feeling depressed. I'm depressed. Catch that negative thought and cast it down and say, oh, no, devil, I am joy because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I just want to simply encourage you today to leave you with the word that you've got to declare, prophesy to your situation in order that it might be changed. Pastor Vanessa, I appreciate the opportunity to share, and I'm going to give it back to you. I pray that there's something that has been said this morning that changed someone's life and their perspective, and today will be a different day for them from this day forward. God bless you. Back to you.
Amen, woman of God. You were preaching this morning. What a word. Prophesy to it. Don't give up. Remember, God is in control. What an awesome, timely word. I tell you, when we prophesy, we're decreeing what we want to come into us. And she gave us some awesome nuggets this morning. I tell you, the Lord used you, woman of God. Speak the word of God to your situation. We know what the word says, and sometimes we just have to be reminded of it, but this time we were encouraged, inspired to say to our situations and circumstances, and that nugget of whatever follows the quote, I am, fill in the blank, that's what comes into your life. Change our I ams if they're not lining up with what God is saying about us. What a word, what a word. We so appreciate you. And you have truly decreed and declared a platform for us to get it together this morning. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you so richly this morning. All right, all the way from the West Coast, Miss Evangelist Tiffany, will you please come and seal this awesome word today and cover our prayer request. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this, the Master's Call. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for the woman of God that spoke life into every being on this line this morning. We thank you that you are God. We thank you that you are creator. We thank you that you are healer. We thank you that you are redeemer. We thank you that you are salvation. We thank you that you are our strength. We thank you that you are hope. We thank you that you are joy. We thank you that you are love. We thank you that you are God of comfort. So comfort those right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for prosperity. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for this day. We thank you that we woke up. We thank you that we got up. We thank you that you are doing things that we didn't even think that you would do. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for redeeming us. We thank you that you are a deliverer. We thank you for every situation, Father God. We thank you for every triumph. We thank you for every victory. We thank you for every new distributor. We thank you for every customer. We thank you for every product. We thank you for our family. We thank you for our churches. We thank you for the pastors. We thank you for the prophets. We thank you for the visionaries. We thank you, Lord, because truly you are still working and your miracles have not expired. And we give you this day, for we are great. We are more than conquerors, and we will walk in victory. In the name of Jesus, I declare these things to be so. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, woman of God. I'm going to tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is on this call this morning, and I know your hearts are just as encouraged as mine. We are right at our 7:30 mark, and what an awesome call today. I thank God for each and every one of you, our Master's Call family, for being on the live. We have had an awesome word today. I want to thank Minister Tiffany for seating and greeting the people of God this morning, Minister Candy for opening up the heavens, because truly, as we have been saying, the word of God came forth out of our mouthpiece this morning. And Minister Kathy, thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. I tell you, you have grown so much. She had just told us when we started the call over a year ago, well, you know, I'll come on and pray, but I really don't want to see. Girl, see all that's inside of you, and we know there's so much more. And we are grateful that you said a yes, especially today. And Evangelist Tiffany, what a word of prayer to seal the call. Now to our Master's Call family, as we say each and every day, it's our turn now to say, Father, I will submit. I will obey the call on my life from you, my Master. I will go out and be that minister in the marketplace, submitting to the will of God. So have a thankful Thursday all day long, giving him all the praise. And we look forward to hearing your voice on the call tomorrow. Have a great day, and bye-bye.